I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
You're locked on to Hans Olsen and Scotty Chin.
That's right, yeah!
On 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Learn something every day.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, you'll notice it next time you watch it.
Okay.
All right, Hans and Scotty. By the way, Ryan just sent me a tweet. Said, "Hey, Scott, I drove from Colorado both last year and the year before to the Rose Bowl. This past year was depressing. The year before that, Ohio State, much more enjoyable after the game."
Man, come on. What are you going for? The experience, right? Or are you going just to see your team win?
Probably that.
So, when I went to a UFC event many years ago, Clay Guida is one of my favorite fighters. Okay. So, yeah, you pay the money, you go watch Clay fight. Clay lost, but I still got to watch the fights and was excited to see him fight.
Yeah, but you don't seem like a guy that gets too overly emotionally invested in a team. Like, I don't know. Like, there's nothing. Like, even. That's probably. Like, I don't think that you're as emotionally driven on the success of someone or a team like a lot of fans are. Well, and I don't mean that in any disrespect. I just think that you're more emotionally unattached.
Okay. Okay. Let me throw it in these terms. Is it the same feeling as when you're watching your kids play?
Because, no.
Because then when my kids don't win, then life sucks.
Yes, absolutely. But even then.
But is that how you feel about your team?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. But even then, like with kids, like if I watched my kid play a game and he played really well, but they lost, I'd be like, I mean, I know he'll be upset. He'll be broken. I'm like, oh, buddy, that sucks. But deep down, I'm like, well, you played well. So that's all that matters. I just worry about how you play. If you're the rest of your team, they're a bunch of jabronis. I don't worry about them. But if you played well, that's all I care about. As a father.
Hmm. But it's the same connection?
Yeah, I'd say so. Absolutely.
Because in those terms, I could kind of understand it. Like, let's say one of my kids is playing in some big game in California.
Yeah,
and I'm taking
the
rest of the family
there.
And I go to the game and they lose.
They lose and your kid doesn't play well.
And I'm pretty unhappy.
Yeah, I think that's the same vibe.
But that's crazy that somebody could be that connected, that it's almost the same connection that you have with family.
Well, I mean, look, if I'm watching my Broncos play and I'm emotionally, not nearly as emotionally attached as I was when I was younger, but I'm still got a good level of emotional attachment. I'm not looking at these players as my kids, but I am looking at it as a team that I cheer for. And if I spend a ton of money to go down there and they don't play well and they get blown out and I'm looking at what are my receipts from this? What am I taking away from watching my guys get blown out? Nothing. This sucks. I'm upset. I spent all the money. I saw my team get embarrassed. What am I taking away from it? Some memories? All my memories are is that this team played like trash. Those aren't good memories for me. And I'm not saying that was the case with the University of Utah against Penn State, but I understand because I would think about it in my own way. Like, yeah, this sucked. This is stupid. Because we're also very bottom line driven. Like, we're a couple frugal dudes.
I once paid for a country music concert that was headlined by a singer named Luke Bryant or Bryant. Luke Bryant.
Yeah, I've heard of him. Big dude, right? Oh, maybe I'm thinking of somebody else.
I'm not sure if he's a big dude. You mean big like as popular?
No, like stature. Oh, no, it's Luke Bryant. No, that's not who I'm thinking of.
You're thinking of Trace Adkins, maybe?
No. No, that's Luke Bryan. Nope, that's not who I'm thinking of. I don't know.
Yeah, so this guy.
Yeah.
So there were two singers that night. Well, there were a couple singers. One called Purdy or something, not Brock Purdy, but Purdy something. And he sang a song I liked, and then this Luke Bryant that had a song I liked. And I did. I paid probably $150 a ticket.
Okay.
And took my wife to one of our favorite places. We like that outdoor place out west. I can't remember the name of it. What's the name of it? USANA.
Okay.
So we go out there. They both sucked.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Nothing worse than spending money on a bad concert. I'm with you on that.
And we sat there and looked at each other like, this cannot be the actual product that they're putting out there. Luke Bryant sounded like his nose was shoved full of cotton.
I was thinking of Luke Combs. Somebody just tweeted at me.
Luke Combs.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, different guy. The other guy sings the heartache medication.
Oh, Billy Ray Cyrus?
No. It's the song
Total Eclipse of the Heart.
No, give me a second. The song As Long as She Ain't In It. She Ain't In It.
Okay.
That's the song.
Okay.
That I really liked. And it sucked. He was terrible. And I did sit there and think to myself, this is the biggest waste of money.
Yes.
Even though I thought both these guys were gonna be okay.
Yep.
Waste of money.
That's the vibe.
And if I had driven to California,
yes,
and paid for 7 kids tickets to go watch this hot trash of what they would try to sell to me as a music concert,
and you drove. That means you had 5 kids in the back.
I would want to chirping. Light the world on fire.
Yes, there you go. That's okay. All he's getting at.
Okay. I found it. Yeah. It just took a minute. I found it.
Yeah.
Because I kept thinking, oh, I went to the UFC event to watch one of my favorite fighters. He lost, but I still loved the fight and loved the fights. Most events I have ever paid for, I go and I love it.
Well, it's like 5 events that you pay for.
Stop. That is a jerk thing to say. It's a really jerky thing to say.
Well, it's also pretty
but I true. Do remember all 5 of them. Really well.
Like, I am so mad that Scotty paid for these tickets.
Scotty, next time don't invite me.
I am so ticked off Scotty G got me these ones for free.
All right. Hands and Scotty, 220. Hope everybody's having a good Monday. Hands is back. Everybody's in a good mood now. We're all fired up.
Oh, it is nice to be back. It is really nice to be back. But it's crazy coming back here where we've got the NBA trade deadline coming up in 2 days. This Utah Jazz team is set to look different. It was fun to have Dan Devine on for a minute and kind of pick his brain on it. But, Scotty, do you see fireworks coming?
I do. Okay. I think fireworks.
Because the way he put it, he was saying Angel let it all.
Yes.
He'll let it all burn down.
He will. And I always love when you throw out the words like untouchable with Markkanen or Kessler or even Agbaji. I don't think anybody's untouchable on this team. Like, there's no such thing as untouchable when it comes to Danny Ainge. No. Now, look, it's going to take one hell of a trade package for him to move any of those guys, but they exist and they're out there. So I don't anticipate that you'll see something major, but I think some cosmetic moves. Would you consider Conley being major, a major move?
No.
I think that's along the lines you're looking at.
I'd say that's a bit expected.
Yeah.
There's three that would not shock me if it were to happen. Beasley, Olynyk, and Conley.
I would throw Vanderbilt in there, too.
And I could see Vanderbilt going.
Yeah.
Clarkson would be a bit more of a surprise to me.
Correct. Although, if you get the feeling like you're not going to be able to re-sign Clarkson in the offseason, who I'm sure will opt out of his final year, then you know that's something you're going to have to consider. If you feel like Clarkson is, you know, on his way out the door, which he might be, then you might consider getting something in return. But then again, the Jazz may just want to wipe that money off the books if he leaves and then just leave you with cap space to try to be a little bit more flexible.
What was the valuation we came to on that? $18 million a year?
Yeah, 18 to 20. I think, and you know, we always, it seems like every year we put a value on somebody and we way underestimate. So it wouldn't surprise me if he got 20 a year from somebody. And and frankly, the Jazz have to overpay on everybody. It's just the landscape of the NBA and where the Jazz sit. So the Jazz might have to offer him $20 million a year.
Hey, so I was checking in on sports stuff a little bit. Correct me if I'm wrong. Before the Kyrie Irving to Dallas Mavericks trade went down, was he being rumored a bit to be in trade talks with the Utah Jazz?
No rumors in terms of connecting the two together, but I do believe it was, I can't remember what reporter, that did say that Danny Ainge wouldn't be afraid to kick the tires on it.
Okay. So there was just speculation.
Yeah, just speculating that the Jazz
possibly
feasibly could make it work.
And then we addressed the Westbrook rumors that are out there with a Los Angeles Lakers trade to the Utah Jazz, potentially for Westbrook. There's different names that are rumored to head back to LA. That would not be in terms of Westbrook being a Jazz man.
No, I would imagine the Jazz would buy him out immediately.
Yes.
And then you would, but it's about getting those first round picks. You know, Lakers have two picks in 2027 and 2029.
That will be very valuable.
And that's what everybody wants out of the Lakers right now. And so, yeah, if there's a trade for Westbrook, I don't know. Look, I'd be all for letting Westbrook play a little bit. Let him have some fun in a Jazz uniform for a couple months before he's out of town. But no, that wouldn't happen. They would boost him out pretty quick.
I'm getting just a touch of the feels that the Lakers are going to be a bit of the New York Knicks when LeBron James leaves, because it feels like it's become an ugly car wreck in Los Angeles with that organization. And once LeBron leaves, now maybe they can replace and maybe they can replant, but you would have thought that the Knicks could do that over the years, but the management has been so terrible. And ownership has been so terrible. And I don't know what's happening with the Buss family, but in talking to Dan Devine and him talking about the Plinkas and him talking about the Buss family and him talking about Mitch Kupchak, is it Kupchak that's back there right now?
For
the Lakers?
Yes.
It's,
well, no, it's Rob Plinka.
Or Plinka's back there? Yeah. It's just terrible. It's a whole ugly mess that they've got going. Yeah. I could see that 27 to 29, is it?
Yep.
I could see those being worth their weight in gold.
I would think so, but then also there are a few places. You know, it's funny, everybody goes, well, nobody wants to stay in Utah. Nobody wants to be part of the Jazz. Well, okay, well, there's really only three or four cities that people really, truly want to go to in the NBA, and that's Miami, L.A., New York, maybe Chicago. You know, for the most part, Miami and L.A., because guys don't want to go cold weather anymore. And so I think L.A., I agree with you, poorly ran, seems like a dumpster fire, but at the end of the day, it's still Los Angeles, and it's still the Lakers, and, you know, there's still that mystique there. All right, Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. That's an interesting note. According to Adrian Wojnarowski, the Mavs and the Nets trade still has not been made official with league office because the Nets are evaluating opportunities to expand the deal with a third team. Teams are expected to make two-way deal official in the next couple of hours unless the Nets find something bigger to fold into it. And that's the other thing, too, that I thought once the Kyrie Irving news broke, that the Jazz could get in the middle of that in terms of facilitating the Kyrie Irving trade. So I think that's, you know, not necessarily getting Kyrie Irving, but being a part of a trade that helps facilitate that thing to go down.
Brooklyn got the better end of that deal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Mark's joining us from Wasatch Medical. And Mark, there's so many issues out there plaguing guys, and they're struggling in the bedroom. Now's the time to get it taken care of. And you're not just treating, you know, you're not just treating the problem. You're treating the root cause of the problem. And this could be wrapped up in a matter of weeks.
Oh, yeah. So we don't want to just throw pills at this. We don't want to do injections or surgery. So, yeah, our breakthrough technology called acoustic wave therapy at Wasatch Medical Clinic does what it needs to do. It treats the root cause of ED. In most guys, that is a lack of blood flow. Guys, if you've been taking the pills, you're tired of all the timing issues, the potential side effects with the pills, both of which can get in the way of the desired outcome. Wasatch Medical Clinic with our acoustic wave therapy can take that off the table and allow you to have your spontaneity back in your relationship.
801-901-8000, and it all starts at that free assessment from a physician.
Yeah, absolutely. And guys, understand, there is zero pain involved with this process. The average guy is going to need several treatments over the course of a 2 to 3 week period. Those treatments last about 15 minutes each. If you want to start the treatments, call us today, guys. This is not going to get better on its own. You might as well do something about it right now. Give us a call at Wasatch Medical Clinic. We will qualify you for the exam, the assessment, and the blood flow ultrasound with our doctor at no cost. In addition to that, you'll receive a gift which can produce rapid results to your intimate moments. You need to call right now, though, guys. The number 801-901-8000. Again, 801-901-8000.
That's 801-901-8000 right here on The Zone.
This is DJ and PK.
Welcome to Cam Miller, Senior Director of College Football Network and NFL Draft for the Pro Football Network. Utah tight end Dalton Kincaid's an incredible story. Has he got NFL written all over him?
He has first 31 picks, in my opinion. If I'm an NFL general manager, I want that guy on my team. You talk about superstar ability. This is a kid with that in spades. And especially as we've seen the tight end grow in importance, everybody wants the next George Kittle. I'm not saying Dalton Kincaid is the next George Kittle. I think he's another player that may transform that tight end position. When you can be a receiver and have elite receiving skills as a tight end and be a three-down tight end, I think you want him on your team, and I think he's absolutely capable of being a first-round player.
Catch DJ and PK, mornings from 6 to 10. Presented by Murdoch Chevrolet. Proudly serving Utah since 1926. On 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
The wheel is loaded, and it's time to talk some sports. This is Sports Roulette with Hanson Scotty, presented by U First Credit Union on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Time for another edition of Sports Roulette. Hey, by the way, before we get into the old roulette wheel, let's give away a blanket, not tickets. No, we're giving away a blanket today. Mika Couture, caller number 12, 801-575-ZONE, caller 12, you'll win hands a grande size Minky Couture blanket.
That's the big one.
That's the big one. Valentine's Day is coming up, and we're giving away blankets. You and I will be out there coming up on Friday as well at Minky Couture.
You're going to want to stay tuned for that one because there's typically really good deals that get thrown out. Sandy usually ends up throwing really big money out there.
Well, right now, I'm going to give you 50% off when you use the code ZONE50 or you walk into any Minky Couture location and say, hey, I listen to The Zone and I want 50% off. So if you don't win the blanket right now, I highly suggest you get into Minky Couture. And the selection right now will be even better. So let's get you squared away. MinkyCouture.com. All right, Lloyd, fired up. Let's get to that will.
Can the Eagles continue to beat the odds?
So, Scotty, before the season kicked off, Caesars Sportsbook put out their futures.
Yes.
They had the Philadelphia Eagles a 25-1 to win the Super Bowl. That is the biggest preseason long shot since 2017 when it was, again, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
That got those odds. 25-1 to get there. I don't think people believed in Jalen Hurts.
Nope.
I don't know how they felt about Miles Sanders or A.J. Brown or really any of the cast staying healthy or staying together. I don't think there were big time playmakers on the defensive side of the ball that they felt real confident about. But here we are, the Philadelphia Eagles getting ready to play the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl. And I think it's a pretty equitable matchup.
I would agree.
Did you know that each of these teams, the Eagles and the Chiefs, have scored the exact amount of points through the season?
Yeah.
As each other? The exact same? I think it's like 480 or 520 points or something like that.
The exact same amount of all or a Pro Bowl players. Like I was going down the list of everything that's kind of equal with these teams. It's pretty impressive.
It's only happened five times, I think, in Super Bowl history where teams were within 5 points or fewer. And the other five times, the average distance in the score is 22 points.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So we're saying we're having a blowout.
Yeah.
Huh?
It's always led to a blowout.
I'm afraid we're going to see a Kansas City blowout, by the way. It bums me out to say.
Oh, no.
I think Kansas City might run roughshod in this one.
So you think Travis Kelce, not Jason Kelce?
Yeah. I'm concerned about it.
That might be a problem.
I hope I'm wrong. And heaven knows I've been wrong a lot, especially this year with the NFL.
You know what? One of the more enjoyable storylines with all this has been Britton Covey. And I know that Britton hasn't been the difference maker, but so I was thinking about this morning when I was trying to picture Britton Covey standing with his heels on the 10-yard line, getting ready to receive a punt in the Super Bowl as a rookie. And it took me back to when he was doing the same thing as a freshman.
Against Michigan.
Against Michigan.
I remember you and I, because it was a Thursday game, and you and I were talking about that game that day. And we're like, is Kyle Whittingham actually going to trot this kid out against Michigan in Jim Harbaugh's first game as Michigan head coach? Uh-huh. Is he going to trot this kid out on national TV and return punts? And you and I were both like, I don't think he's got the guts to do it. And sure enough, there he was.
And he did. Put his heels on the 10. And fielded a punt. And there's a very, very likely chance he's going to do that a time or two against the Kansas City Chiefs.
I don't know if Kansas City's going to be punting much in this game, though.
You don't think so? You don't think Fletcher Cox can get a stop?
Are you doing the reverse thing? The reverse? Oh, okay. I'm just making sure.
And by the way, get ready. It's going to happen all week long, too.
I can't wait for
it. I'm going to try to put bad juju on this team as I
can.
I'm being serious, though. I do think Kansas City wins this
game
fairly
easily. But you really do.
I do. Yeah.
But it's not one of those things, if they don't, it's a major disappointment. No.
Okay. I save that for Aaron Rodgers and the Raiders, which, by the way, apparently that's where Aaron Rodgers wants to go.
Which is kind of weird, because didn't Devontae Adams essentially just bounce on him?
Hey, Lloyd, are you ready to take on Shailene Woodley and the Aaron Rodgers
well,
saga?
Well, there is no Shailene Woodley. He left her behind. She's all heartbroken over it, too.
I thought she dumped him.
No, that's, I think it's because she's pretty broken up about it. Yeah.
She came out in a tell-all, Scotty.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She did a memoir.
Like, it's taken her a long time to get over it.
And she opened up about going through therapy and needing a lot of help to overcome Aaron Rodgers and that whole relationship. She felt abandoned.
She thought it was the real thing. I mean, she thought it was love.
It was love. Yes. Well, doggone it.
But you got to admit, that interview when they started dating and she was like, he throws footballs good.
Yes.
And my dog will never forgive me if I dump him because he throws the ball to him a long way.
Oh, boy.
Am I?
No, you're right.
Whoa, that's incredible.
She didn't know anything about football,
well
but he
played,
throws far.
Shailene.
Yeah, that's pretty rough. Hey, by the way, the press conference earlier today introducing Sean Payton as the new coach of the Broncos. I don't know if you saw that story while you were gone.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
They did not introduce Sean Payton as the new head coach.
Sean Payton's running the Broncos.
Lloyd?
Lloyd?
You think I'm lying to you?
Are you kidding me? Oh, I'm just looking at it. Sean Payton's formal introduction as the Denver Broncos coach Monday. That one got past me.
I'll tell you what, if they don't win it all a couple times, major disappointment. You got the coach you need.
And perhaps nothing punctuated all of it more than Peyton's steadfast belief in the improvement quarterback Russell Wilson can make and how Peyton expects Wilson, as well as the rest of the Broncos, to make that improvement. Oh, geez.
You know, what's interesting, too, is that they apparently Russell Wilson had his staff had office space inside the Broncos building, including Jake Heaps, who had apparently an office as an employee of Russell Wilson, had office space in the Broncos facility. And apparently Sean has already said, no, all those guys got to go. We're not doing that.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
They had office space?
Yes.
Did his wife?
I think Peyton's made a big mistake. You got to let Russ cook. And this is how he cooks.
Lloyd, you bring up a really good point. If Russell needs a couple of places in that facility to cook,
let him cook.
You know what? Those guys can cook outside and get the heck out.
There's some outdoor cooking.
Yeah.
Take your chuck wagon and get on the road.
Get out.
Oh, that's funny.
Adrian Wojnarowski just tweeting, many conversations in the league today are going through one team, the Toronto Raptors. So apparently there's a belief that the Raptors are going to be the team that moves the meter on trade deadline. We shall see. We don't have time for one more, Lloyd. Guess not.
Let's try one.
All right. One more.
No one is playing tonight.
So you mentioned there's no Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
There's no nobody for Dallas tonight.
Yeah.
It is a depleted roster. And the Utah Jazz should finally get their third in a row. Oh, actually, they did lose to Atlanta, didn't they?
They did.
Dang it.
I blame Lloyd because he was there.
Yes. I'll take the blame.
By the way, Lloyd's got other stories to share you during the break about his game experience.
Oh, yeah, good experience. Yeah.
Scotty, the Utah Jazz have not won three games in a row since November 9th. They have not put together three wins in a row since November 9th.
Really?
Their longest winning streak since November 9th is two.
By the way, can Luka just come out and say, hey, I don't want to play in Utah? Can he just come out and say that because he didn't play the last time? Can he just say, I don't want to play in Utah?
Say it!
I'm sorry, I did have to double check that. You are absolutely right.
Is that crazy?
That is crazy.
They have not had a three-game winning streak since November 9th of 2022.
Yep. That's when they beat Atlanta and won four in a row. it's kind of, you know, as good as they were at the beginning, they only, their longest winning streak all year has only been four games.
Yeah. And they continue to kind of dabble with the play-in game to the seven spot to the 11. We've seen them, I think, as far down as 12.
Yeah.
They just tend to float around in that area. Trade deadline comes and goes. Do they get better or do they get worse?
As far as on the court right now, they'll get worse. That's my guess.
I think worse.
Yeah. Long term, great. Short term?
On the court now?
Not so much.
I think they're going to be a worse team after the deadline.
Why, they ought to bring Russell Westbrook in and let him play. You really want to go for some extra lottery balls? I think he could help. Hans and Scotty, we'll wrap this thing up next. 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
This is Jake Scott and Ben Anderson.
He is Coach Tim Lacombe. Ben came up with a theory earlier today, Coach, that the Jazz will win and lose based on Walker Kessler's performance. What do you think about that take?
Totally fair. And it's more than just like him getting rebounds and scoring baskets. Like, there's so much to what he does. You know, the ball screen defense and him getting more proficient with where to be and when to be there. You know, all those things. And then he is an absolute phenom at thwarting shots at the rim when he's great. So I think that's totally fair. I will also add, I think this is a good shoot, a three-point shooting team, and I think they get great looks. So I'd almost throw that in there too as almost a, you know, a caveat as well. This team shoots the ball where they're hard to beat, and then you get Walker playing at the level he does around the rim, making things difficult, and then doing a better job of shoring up his ball screen understanding and defense. Yeah, the sky's the limit for him, no doubt.
Hear Jake Scott and Ben Anderson every day from 10 to noon on 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone. Cougars and Aggies?
Yeah.
We've got you covered. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5 The Sports Zone.
Standing here beside you. Want so much to give you this love in my heart that I'm feeling for you.
Let them see we're crazy. I don't care about
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. It's another story you reminded me to tell you off the air. I may have done a bad thing last week.
That's my guy. That's
what
my
did
guy.
You do?
No, you know, Lloyd. No. There's another. Well, you will not be happy about this. I may have gotten us into a bit of a bind.
You just let me know. Point me in the direction.
Out of the goodness of our heart, Lloyd and I did something last week, and now it's coming back around. You know what I'm talking about, Lloyd.
It took me a sec. Wait a sec, what's going on?
Not a good situation.
Oh, no, it'll be fine. It'll be fine.
So what ends up happening with this Utah State deal? Does Colorado State do anything further?
I don't think so. I think it's probably, you know how things go. People do something stupid, then there's a big outrage, and then there's a lot of posturing with tweets and statements, and then it usually goes away.
So you don't think the school will pull film just to see maybe what students they can identify as yelling Russia at a kid whose family is under attack in Ukraine?
I would hope so. I would like to think that would happen. I would like to see, because you and I are big fans of, like, we're big fans of second chances, but we're also believers in consequences for your actions. And I think there was a bit of a mob mentality there for a moment where maybe two or three people started saying something and then it kind of picked up throughout the rest of the crowd. I don't know how many people said it. I was there. I heard it. I heard a lot of people say it. I don't know what that number is, but that stuff can't happen. Like, you know, like the stuff we've talked about here at Vivint Arena, some of the things that were said, that can't happen. What happened in Colorado State can't happen. It's bad. It's just really bad, bad behavior.
So you bring up a good point. Just identifying students that said it would be a tough deal because there's probably a lot of students that didn't know he's from Ukraine.
Yeah.
And just heard Russia being chanted and started in with Russia and saw that it was affecting people and started Russia and probably didn't realize just how despicable that chant is when that guy's family is sitting in Kyiv.
Yeah. Yep.
So there's some that would know, some that dug it up. whoever started it knew what they were doing.
Yeah. And the likelihood of ever finding that person or persons.
It's just not going
to
happen.
Next to nil, obviously. But
and I am still on the side of letting things go for the most part. This one just feels like it's well over the line. But most things, I would let go. It's dumb college students. Let it go.
This one
feels really different.
Yeah, because it just feels like it has a different vibe to it for sure.
Yeah.
It just feels extra angry and extra hurtful, like you're going well out of your way to cause problems. So
it's a pretty brutal war, man.
Yeah.
It's a pretty brutal war. There's a lot of people suffering.
Yes, and it's an unnecessary war too. And that's, it's just, well,
and I don't it, know and it mean. Feels like Big Brother picking on a little brother. Yeah. And it just, and the fact that he's from there.
Yeah.
Man, pretty incredible thing to happen. Do you feel good about the Colorado State apology?
It was very quick. Yes, I do. I don't know what else they could have said. I think they were like,
They did not say we would further investigate.
No, that's true. That's true. There were a couple things that were very, very poorly done about it. Number one, they said student athlete. I think they just say Max Scholga. Just say the kid's name. The kid's got a name. Don't call him student athlete. He's got a name. And then the other thing, and I don't necessarily understand this, but I do know it's important from those from Ukraine that they don't say the Ukraine. Now, again, I'm not part of international politics enough to know why that is such a derogatory thing. But if you talk to somebody, and I've talked to Max about this, if you want to really tick off somebody from Ukraine, you call it the Ukraine. Hmm. And that's and in the press release in the statement, it said a player from the Ukraine. And that is, and again, I'm not one to know the international politics enough to know why. It is Russia related because Russia likes to refer to them as the Ukraine. And they're like, no, we're an actual country. We're Ukraine, not the Ukraine. We're Ukraine. And I know that it's very, very important for people from there. Hmm. And that's, in fact, that Colorado State took a lot of heat for that, for saying the Ukraine. So,
deal.
Those are two things that I think they could have done better. And yes, I do believe we should have invested. We will investigate further. That's a great point. That probably is something else that could have been in there.
But it sounds like it was like, we're sorry, and we're moving on.
You know, I screwed up, too. There's another thing. There's two things that I know people from Ukraine are very passionate about. Not saying the Ukraine. And also, the way that Kyiv is spelled. I spelled it K-I-E-V, and that's the Russian language. It's supposed to be K-Y-I-V, I believe. And that's on me. Like, I'm learning, too. Like, I spelled it the wrong way, and that was pointed out to me. Like, no, you should spell it the way that it's spelled from a Ukrainian standpoint, not a Russian standpoint.
Jeez.
And so, we're all learning together. So let's just take a moment and learn and be better and grow from this.
Yeah, but one thing we don't need to learn.
Is you don't. Yes, exactly.
You don't chant Russia.
That should already be upstairs, yes.
To a young man from Ukraine while he's on the free throw line.
Yep. All right, Hans and Scotty. Mark's joining us from Wasatch Medical. Mark, always good chatting with you. We appreciate you hanging out with us on the show today. And I know there's a lot of guys out there that may be struggling and may be embarrassed or for whatever reason not calling. But now's the time to get it taken care of because it's not going to get any better on its own.
It's not. And guys don't like to talk about this. And that actually makes things worse in the long run. You're better off just dealing with this, understanding, I know there's an embarrassment factor, right? However, understand, in most cases of ED, it is a physical problem. It is a lack of blood flow. It is a medical issue that you just need to face and take care of. And at Wasatch Medical Clinic, you can do that with us because we treat the root cause of ED. No pills involved. Pills, of course, you have to take 30 to 60 minutes beforehand. They only last 3 to 4 hours. No injections, no surgeries with Wasatch Medical Clinic. Our acoustic wave therapy is non-invasive. There is no pain. We put this small device on your skin that will deliver gentle pressure waves to the blood vessels, it helps to repair and open up those damaged blood vessels. And that gives you good quality blood flow where and when you need it the most. This will also reintroduce spontaneity back into the relationship.
All starts with that free assessment, too, 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. And again, a lot of free when you call in, Mark.
Yeah, guys, call right now. You will qualify for the exam, the assessment with our doctor, even that blood flow ultrasound at no cost. In addition to that, you will receive a gift which can produce rapid results for those intimate moments. You need to call now, though, guys. Don't put this off any longer. Get your love life back. The number 801-901-8000. Again, 801-901-8000.
It's 801-901-8000 right here on The Zone.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.